You see what I have here in my hand? What is that? What else is it? It's God's instruction manual for mankind. Most mankind don't know that. Not only do they not know it, they don't even follow it, even when they do know it. If you turn with me, please, to Galatians 5. Well, first of all, we're told in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But if you go to Matthew 5 and turn to verse 16, it says, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Not only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all of the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Just like oil and water will not mix, the synchronism. Maybe it'll mix for a little while, but you shake it up. You need a little foamy, and pretty soon you let it go, and it just all separates again. It'll be manifest to what it actually is when it settles down. Verse 15. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. You know, and let's go on down to verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which were adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, and heresies. Keeps on going. Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I've told you before in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. You know what those things lead to? They lead to death. We don't like death. But rather let us develop the fruit of the Spirit. As it says in Romans 7:14, because I've got to get to Romans first. For we know that the Spirit, that the law is spiritual. This is Paul speaking. But I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. And go to Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for, as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We do this by praying and studying. Matthew 6 is the outline of how we should pray and what we should pray for. If you turn to Matthew 6, we'll start in Verse 5, and when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets. And if any of us have been in a big city, you'll see this a lot of time. They have little, praise God or whatever it is and repent now. And that's their message. But that's their glory, you know. Do they believe it or not? I don't know. Some have a little bucket here, so you'll give them money. Others are very sincere. I mean, I'm not doubting that they're sincere. And they may, that they may be seen by men, assuredly I say to you, they have their reward. But rather, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father, who is in secret, and your Father, who sees you in secret, will reward you. Mine says openly, but that is an added word. When you pray, do not use vain reputations as the heathen do, for they think that by their that you will hear, be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need before you even ask. Verse 9, in this manner therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. How great is your name, great God. Your will be done. God's will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. We look forward to that day when Christ returns and his government here is here on earth, a righteous government, not ones like we have today. There's no righteousness in them, I don't think. If there is, it's very little. You know, they're their own righteousness. You know, but today, give us our daily bread. We don't ask for a month's worth of bread or food. We ask for today. We live through today. We don't know that we even have tomorrow coming. None of us know. We have certainly learned that the last couple of weeks. You know, we've lost a couple of our members. And our days are not, they're numbered. Yeah? They're not guaranteed. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but rather deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to suggest that you study Matthew 6 in total, the whole thing. Let's go to verse 24 says, No one can serve, this is against synchronism, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve two gods, basically. A true God and a false God. In verse 33, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now if you again turn with me to Galatians 5. Galatians 5, verse 22. If we follow God and we're seeking to do to his will, we'll see the fruits of the Spirit, of his love. That's an intense feeling or deep affection, joy, great pleasure or happiness. Peace. We all like peace. We don't like stress. It's freedom from disturbance. Tranquility, long-suffering, patience in spite of trouble. That's hard to do sometimes. Long-suffering, I just said that. Kindness, friendly, generous, considerate, being kind to others. We need to be kind to others. If you want people to be kind to you, you need to be kind to others. Goodness. That's morally good. Virtuous. Faithfulness. Being faithful. And fidelity. And faithfulness in marriage. That doesn't happen a lot, especially in today's society. Gentleness, being kind, tender, mild-mannered, and a gentle touch. A gentle touch is one of those things that's really hard to explain to people. Many of us have known people like in a nursing home, or we've had relatives or somebody that's going through a difficult time. Maybe they're dying. Words don't always mean anything, but you can put your hand on their shoulder or hold their hand.
It helps.
Excuse me, a little emotional today. And self-control. Being able to control our one's emotions and desires, expression under difficult situations. Well, brethren, this is just a little bit of God's word. He does it for our benefit, so we can have that peace and the kindness that goes with it. And again, if we'd read Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All these things here, it was just talking about food and drink and clothing. But you know, it's talking even more about what I just read in Galatians. That's the part of what God's giving us. Not just our physical things. It's a spiritual thing. So therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient the day in its own trouble. Have a happy Sabbath.